This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for his weekly talk radio town hall next hour for a full hour, so get those questions or comments in. Anything on your mind is fair game in this first hour. Just pick up that phone and give us a call. Beautiful day out there. You know, it's just hard not to just want to linger a little bit longer outside and say, really, finally, it's here. Our 8 or 9 winters are behind us. That's a pretty good thing. So how you feeling today? How does that weather make you feel a little better? You like? I'm just kind of curious how you're doing today. Just let us know. 800-228-0550 is the toll free telephone number. Todd, how you doing?
Lovely, you?
Good. Lovely's not a word I would have.
It's
probably
Cinco de Mayo Eve. I'm doing
first.
Eva.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. No, in all honesty, I'm unsettled today, and I can't exactly explain why. I mean, I know what's got me unsettled, but I don't know why I feel like I have a part in trying to fix it or what I can do. But it's this story out of Grand Forks with a mom.
Oh, man.
A 14-year-old son, a 10-year-old son, a 6-year-old daughter, 4 deaths. Pretty obvious this is a,
And the subject you put on their GoFundMe page, too. You saw that, right?
I did, and that's part of the reason I'm a little bugged by it all, because clearly, there was a cry for help there through GoFundMe, and I saw that yesterday, but what was it again, Todd? Do you have it in front of you? It was in the last month, right? It was fairly recent.
Like last week.
Is that what? Oh, God.
Mental illness for her and her 2 sons. They'd been hospitalized. The bills were piling up, and man, just may have just snapped. I mean, officially the investigation, of course, is ongoing, but when you look at what she wrote on the GoFundMe page about her and her 2 of her sons having been treated for mental illness, bipolar, autism and stuff, and the bills were piling up, yeah, I can't help but start to draw a conclusion.
Yeah, so she's asking for help, you know, financially on GoFundMe. And again, that recent, just the last week. And the post was titled, Living Expenses Due to Medical Bills. Todd mentioned the 2 sons suffering from mental illness, bipolar, manic depression. I don't even know what that is. I assume some sort of bad depression, right? Autism. And that all had been hospitalized for this. She put on that she worked full-time, but my wages have recently been garnished for medical bills. I'm looking for help with 1 month's bills to get back on our feet, look for a second job. I'm trying to stay positive so I don't end up back in the hospital. She said on social media that she worked at Cirrus Aircraft. That's a good job. Said the family was getting help from food pantries. Court records show that she had been in civil court 3 times in the past year for collections totaling $3,700. Neighbors believe she was living alone with the children, was separated from her husband and their father. The same neighbors stood throughout the day on porches and sidewalks talking among themselves, or to the detectives moving door-to-door for information. According to the Grand Forks Herald story, a small pink bicycle lay on its side on the front lawn of a home. Though all the visible windows were shut, the garage door hung half open, slightly crooked. The door to the mailbox opened, too, revealing at least a day's worth of mail. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I don't. Here's what I'd like in this case. I'd like all the data, right? I'd like all the data, just all the information, all of the signs. You know, to me, folks, this is the North Dakota version of Parkland, Florida. per capita, it's probably higher. All right? In this case, a very troubled mother and decides, you know, because of mental illness, obviously, life's not worth living here. These troubles are too much. That's what mental illness does to you. It tells you things that are not true. The children obviously had their struggles as well, and this mom just said, this isn't worth it for us. So it's just, I'm going to take my life and the life of the kids. And I think once we have all that data, maybe we have a little better idea to say, did we miss some signs here? You know, the GoFundMe thing a week ago, if I know this woman, if I'm a coworker with this woman, if I have kids that go to school with her kids, it's Grand Forks. I guarantee you people are like, oh, did you see the GoFundMe? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. Oh, you see this? But do we ignore this? Do we say it's not my problem? Do we look the other way? Do we? What can we do? Knowing what we know now, there were plenty of clues there. There were plenty of issues there. With a mom and three children, one in Central High School, two at Lewis and Clark Elementary School. This mom seemed to be doing her part. She's treasurer on the, you know, school PTA and, you know, being open about the mental illness, to looking for help, obviously the finances there. I don't know. There's a lot of things. Healthcare costs. It looks as though healthcare costs are driving her to this. We're a long way from fixing that problem. There are ways to go there. What else? Single mom. Tough deal. Tough deal. So when I say it's better to have two parents in a household, this is why I'm saying it. I'm not saying it because I realize it's always going to happen. I'm not saying it to look down on this mother. I don't know why she's a single mom, but she is. But maybe if the husband, the father, were there, you have somebody that has a little more stability and is able to say, you know, we've got to get help. She obviously had been hospitalized before it was so bad. Did the system mess up here? I don't know. I could list a thousand things just from what I know from a couple of police press conferences and a newspaper story or two. A thousand questions. I just don't think we can let something like this happen without saying, whoa, 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 time out, stop. What are we going to do different? What's going on here? You know, the mental health thing is a big part of this. We've had law enforcement officials right here, tell us, you give them all the resources in the world, first thing they're going to do is deal with mental health and addiction treatment. Because it's 80%+ of everything that they touch. So this isn't getting better, this is getting worse. Got to deal with that, for sure. I'm sorry to be Debbie Downer today on a beautiful day. I just can't get it out of my head. I can't. I couldn't get Parkland, Florida out of my head either for a few days. And all of you did a marvelous job of saying, here's the problem. Here's what we got to do different. Some of the very same things apply here, do they not? I want your take on this at 258-0550, 258-0550. On the program, there's a new ad out talking about E15 as an answer for the economic doldrums the ag community is facing. I want to talk a little bit about that today. What else do we got? Donald Trump is speaking on his way to the NRA convention. Let's see if we can pick up a little bit of that here.
To me, prior to the firing of James Comey, just read it. Put it in the air. Your viewers don't know about it. Put that letter on the air. It very much speaks very loudly, and that's just one thing. So I would say this. If I could be, I would love to speak. I would love to. Nobody wants to speak more than me. In fact, against my lawyers, because most lawyers, they never speak on anything. I would love to see, because we've done nothing wrong. There was no collusion with the Russians. There was nothing. There was no obstruction, you know? Very funny. If you fight back because you people say something wrong, or they something wrong, or they leak, which they've been doing, if you fight back, they say, oh, that's obstruction of justice. Somebody says something wrong, you fight back, they say that's obstruction of justice. It's nonsense. Okay, so let me just, wait, let me just tell you. So, I would love to speak. I would love to go. Nothing I want to do more, because we did nothing wrong. We ran a great campaign. We won easily. We won that easily. 306 to, I think it was 223. We won it easily. That was a great victory. That was a great day for this country. We just had new job numbers out. You know, we broke four.
He's on to the good news, as he should, Donald Trump. All right, some calls coming in. We'll get to you. Minot waiting. Fargo weighing in. More welcome at 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms, and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Frank Friday, a little Frank Sinatra for you today on What's On Your Mind. Get out your calendar. Here's a couple of items you want to add. Our Safety Talk calendar. Our safety training spotlight brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance. The NDSC is the region's leader in occupational first aid training. They do great work here. Employers, the curriculum is the only nationally recognized curriculum that meets all of OSHA's first aid requirements that NDSC does. The training is not only applicable on the job, but more than 85% of cardiac emergencies occur at home. 70% of Americans feel helpless to act in a cardiac emergency. This is the training you need to be the help in a cardiac emergency. How do you do it? You attend one of the CPR, AED first aid courses that NDSC does, and you learn how to use an AED, how to take action in a medical emergency, how to respond to choking, breathing, cardiac emergencies. Here are some dates you can do this. First aid courses, AED, CPR, Bismarck, May 9, Fargo, May 17, Minot, May 23rd, Williston, May 25, Devil's Lake, May 30th. More dates, statewide locations can be found, ndsc.org. You register there, too, ndsc.org. Click the training registration icon. I wanted you to know. All right, to Minot we go. What's on your mind? You're next.
Good morning, Scott.
Hello.
The tragedy in Grand Forks this morning with the woman and her children, so very sad. Was the question asked, does anybody know, was she suffering from depression?
Yeah, I think we don't know. She in this GoFundMe page talks about mental health issues for all of them, okay, I think except the young girl. Her and her two sons, and she talks about having been hospitalized before as well and dealing with the stress of this. Then she specifically mentions bipolar, manic depression. That was the one I was trying to understand better, what manic depression meant. That she and her two sons, here's the quote, suffer from mental illness, bipolar, manic depression, autism, and that all had been hospitalized for this.
Okay, so depression was probably a factor in this. Look into that. And also, was she on a psychosomatic drug, an antidepressant? We can overthink these tragedies to the point where we sometimes overlook the obvious. These drugs are not safe for everybody. They're not safe while you take them. And they certainly are not and can be very dangerous if you abruptly stop taking them. So I'm thinking that's something that needs to be looked at to help explain what happened in this horrible situation. I'll just hang up and listen. Thank you.
I've heard other people blame the drugs, that the drugs are the issue. And again,
there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of research out there, Scott, that confirms that these drugs will help some people, but they are extremely dangerous for other people, especially if you don't metabolize them the way you should. There's a protein test that you can take to determine your compatibility with the drugs as they prescribe them. But unfortunately, most of the time, these doctors just give you the drugs on a trial and error basis. I have some firsthand experience with this, and it was determined that Zoloft was a factor in what caused a horrible tragedy in her life some years ago.
Wow.
So, it needs to be looked at.
So the advice you'd have for anybody that has been prescribed these or suggested they take them would be to ask for the protein test?
I would go to a competent psychiatrist, and I would request the protein test to see what you can metabolize. And the psychiatrist is someone that would be monitoring you on a daily basis to start with, and then moving on to weekly. The psychiatrist would be checking with the individual and with family members and friends to see if there's been any changes in behavior or any unusual, uncharacteristic types of activity or outbursts. And move from there. But I'm emphasizing here that that needs to be a psychiatrist.
Yeah, I understand. Appreciate the expertise. Thanks for the call very much. Stephen in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, listen, that's kind of sad because I grew up in Grand Forks, and normally, you know, the people out there are very, very generous. If they are aware of a situation with a neighbor or a colleague or a friend, they would step up and try to help the family out. Seemed like she was kind of active in the community trying to do the right thing. I kind of want to wonder what happened to the, you know, the kid's father in all this, because you know, some men step up, some men step up and step out. But I think we have a better community, a better state than most states in the United States. I think we need to kind of pay attention more to our friends, neighbors, and work colleagues out here, because we used to. That's what we are. We're North Dakotians. We don't give up because somebody's having issues.
You know, I think that one piece of advice could make more difference than anything. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things here. You know, what I think we tend to do in these, and I share your love of Grand Forks. I spent 18 years there. Consider it my adopted hometown because I came there fairly young. And you know, whether it's Grand Forks or Bismarck, whether it's Minot, Fargo, you know, Dickinson, it doesn't really matter. It's North Dakota. And that's what, to me, has really struck me about all this, to say, you know, I want to take a step back and say, okay, this is our Parkland, Florida. What are we going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again? We can't control every other place. We can control here. And the simple, you see something, you say something. In other words, how many people saw the post last week on GoFundMe that in a way was a cry for help, especially if you knew anything about this family? But describing those kind of mental health issues, saying I need money, holy buckets. You know, we better pull out the stops here, right? At a minimum, we can do that. We can go out of our way to say, you know, hey, if I'm being a pest, tell me to go away. But do you need some help? Can I help you figure this out? I mean, I don't know. Be kind. Reach out.
Well, you're right, Scott. We used to do that in Grand Forks and Fargo. I remember I grew up here in North Dakota, you know, but if the people don't know, if there's no way to put it out there other than, you know, GoFundMe and carrying on, they don't know. And if they knew, I guarantee you, we got good folks out here. They would have stepped up quicker than anything.
You have some good advice and some good suggestions there, Stephen. Thank you very much. Randy Minot, give me your take.
Yeah. Morning, Scott. On this tragedy in Grand Forks, excuse me, I'm just wondering if she tried to get some help, you know, through social programs or whatever, you know. I think she was one of those women that were caught up in that gray area. I have a daughter that's a single mom with three kids, one of them severely handicapped. And, you know, they either make too much money and they just cut you off everything, or, you know, you're struggling all the time in that welfare line type of thing. And she wanted to do better, got some education, got a good job now. But I worried about that with her a lot, too. You know, her struggling so bad if she was just going to be too much for her stuff. And I think that, you know, we're so ready to stand up, our government is, and our social programs to help illegal immigrants and people just coming in for this reason or that, or whatever little group it is that needs. And the one that really, really perturbs me is this whole thing where the opioid epidemic.
Hang on a second, if you would, Randy. Got a break coming up. More after this. Stay tuned. We'll chat after.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Nothing at all. Half a love never.
This is the 1920 Frank Sinatra Greatest Hits album, or what are we? Back on What's on Your Mind, Randy in Minot was in the middle of telling us a story about something that frustrated him a little bit related to this story. We're talking about a Grand Forks, a triple murder. And suicide, a mother and three children, 14, 10, both boys, and a six-year-old girl. And the question I've been asking is, you know, it's understandable we're going to be outraged and sick to our stomach and hate to hear it. But you know what? By Wednesday next week, it'll be less and less in our mindset, you know, a week from there, gone. Just out of mind. And I'm wondering what we can do differently this time to make sure we understand what happened here and recognize that we maybe have some work to do in a lot of different areas. So just asking if you see anything else in that regard. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. You can text us too, by the way, 367-2054. 367-2054, local, that 701 number, text for me and for Todd, 226-8503. Okay, Randy, sorry to interrupt you from the break. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah, I guess my point, Scott, was that I think there's a lot of single mothers out there that are they're trying real hard to make it, ends work, and, you know, things work and ends meet, and they're caught in that area where I've got a job and I'm doing the best I can, but it's just not quite enough. So they're either, you know, they're kicked out of that social program because of that income, you know, guidelines and stuff. And she, I don't know, you know, maybe we'll find out in time if she was applying for some assistance or some help somehow, you know, through a social program or whatever. But it seems like we're so fast to throw money in directions of people that really don't, they don't care if they get the help because of the way of their lifestyles and the way that they're living. And I was bringing up the opioid thing. You know, they always want to call it the disease, it's not the person's fault, and do all this stuff. But what is with all this enabling? I mean, it's one thing for treatment, but now we've got the methadone clinic here in Minot. We've got this program where we give them the actual cook kit. They get the little tin cup, the baggie of cotton swabs, and the clean needles. Why don't we just give them the heroin? You know, I went to a meeting with a family member that was going through an alcohol problem, and they always stress no codependency. Do not be an enabler. We cannot. That's not the way to solve the problem. Well, I would say with the methadone clinic, the cook kit, I've heard that they're going to have a place where they'll have a registered nurse there to actually administer the heroin for them so that if they do overdose, we've got the little firewall that we've developed now called Narcon. How is that going to get the problem solved. And sure, some of these might have gotten hooked through the prescription drugs and that, but, you know, a lot of people on heroin, Scott, you know why they're on it? Because they like the way it makes them feel, period. And they don't really want to get off of it. So I'm not going to buy into this. We have to put all this money in to helping the drug addicts, and we turn our backs on hardworking single moms and people that really need the help. That was my point today.
All right, Randy, appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. No easy answers here. I just was having a hard time being, over the top excited about the beautiful day it was today, thinking about what we discovered yesterday morning in Grand Forks and, the clues that maybe were missed on why it happened. And, I'm going to hope we do something on this. We've started a little thing called a mental health series that we're doing. We have one Tuesday, May 15th, 7 p.m., Shields and Prairie at St. John's. Prairie St. John's is actually doing this with us and providing expertise as well. But the whole idea is that mental illness is not someone else's problem. It's everybody's problem. It's society's problem. It's something we need to wrestle with. Again, ask anybody in law enforcement what they're dealing with day in and day out. And ironically, this one coming up Tuesday, May 15th, Fargo Theater, 7 p.m., by the way, is entitled Kids at Risk, Mental Health in Our Children. And we had some kids at risk this week that unfortunately we were not able to save nor get help for their mother. I'm not one of these kind of people that believes you're going to save everybody, that you're going to fix everything. But I think we're just sort of parking this and not really getting under the hood enough to the degree that we need to. So my last comment on this will be, let's get all the data. Let's get all the data, find out every clue that was there. I mean, add healthcare costs in there, add the right drug, wrong drug, kids at school, coworkers seeing something, saying something, the single mom thing, whatever it was. Let's just get that data and say, what could we have done different? That's all. That's worth doing, isn't it? Roger in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yeah, it's the problem is you to look for a solution. There's not one solution, one miracle fix all. There's too many issues, too many problems, and too many individuals. I think unfortunately it's not an answer, but you can't come out with one solution to it. I mean, that's part of the problem. We have the opioid epidemic now is because they came out with one solution to pain management, and that was to give drugs. I think drugs are a big part of the problem, and frankly, I think the coping ability that people have these days is another part of the problem. It's drugs is not always the answer. Medication is not the answer all the time.
Yes, interesting point. I wonder how many times it's prescribed when it's not necessary. And that's where you'd love to get the professionals in here and say, hey, what's going on? Self-report here a little bit. Is this more than needed? I mean, you heard an earlier caller suggest, I think, that drugs were being prescribed by folks that might not have the professional capability to do that and check for the mood swings that would come from them. So all good points. Trying to understand this message that you received in a text, Todd, from someone that says, here's a message I received the other day. After yesterday, now I wonder what I do to help. So this person's sending us an email that he received from someone he was trying to help. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the text that came to the person who was trying to help. I'm reaching out because you were so helpful last fall with everything that was going on in life. I'm not sure if you follow my post, but since then, I've been unable to work due to my dislocated pelvis during my pregnancy. I was lucky enough to rent the house I'm living in from a friend. However, I've spent my savings and tax return on bills while I've been unable to work. I won't be cleared to go back to work until 6 weeks after my daughter is born, which could be late June to mid-July. I offer cooking, cleaning, painting, and crocheting, and it's just not enough. Once May hits, that's when the bill cycle starts all over, and I'm just at a loss. By no means do I want money that isn't earned, so I hope you don't take this that way. I'm mostly reaching out for ideas on how to make things doable so I won't lose my house and car. I'm limited with the work I can do, and I've access to all assistance I can receive through the state. If you have any ideas, it would be greatly appreciated. I'm just trying to stay afloat until my body is able to get back to work. Thank you for taking time to read this. I appreciate everything you have done for us. And the texter, the listener, says, here's the message I received the other day. After yesterday, now I wonder, what do I do to help her? Oh, interesting. I think what the listener is saying is, this is a cry for help. Someone obviously in need. I hear something like yesterday. Makes me lean in a little more. I know what I can do. Well, that's a victory out of a tragedy, if you ask me. Todd, please tell Scott that manic depression and bipolar are the old and new names for the same condition. They refer to wide mood swings. Okay. All right. Wide mood swings. Because I was asking earlier, what is manic depression? I wanted to know what, besides obviously knowing what depression is, what is manic depression? That story about the woman is horrible. I know how rough debt collectors can be. They can be vicious. If that's the case, I think they could be liable. When I was young, I had a big medical bill. I had a collector call and threatened to come to Bismarck to beat me up if I didn't pay. That happened to anybody else? That's what I'm saying. I want all the data. Give me the cell phones. Who's called? Texter says, absent fathers, remember to take care of your children financially. A little bit of advice there. Another texter, regarding the shooting in Grand Forks, Scott, why is it so hard for people that need some help to walk into a church, a place of worship, fellowship? This woman probably could have had some fundraisers from the people in the church. I don't know that didn't happen. But I think you're making a fair point that it's a place where you're going to have probably a helpful hand and who knows what else. Another texter said, what Donald Trump speech did you play a few minutes ago? Donald Trump was leaving the White House to go to Marine One to fly to Andrews Air Force Base to get on Air Force One and then fly to Dallas for the NRA. He stopped to talk to reporters and gave it to Robert Mueller and company pretty good again. My favorite line personally is that, okay, if somebody lies about us and then we correct the record, somehow that's obstructing justice. Give me a break. So he was talking about that. When he landed at Andrews Air Force Base, normally what he does is walk from Marine One to the plane and get on the plane and go. He went back to find reporters there underneath the plane and had another little impromptu press conference. I never cease to be amazed by the one and only Donald Trump. That's for sure. He's not afraid to just go right to the media jackals and tell them what they need to hear. Monday, we are going to be at MyPillow with the program. Yes, we're going to go see Mike Lindell and the whole team at MyPillow. They've been sponsors for a long time. We hear from many of our listeners about your love for this great product that Mike, invented. He is the genius behind MyPillow. And everything they sell, you can get up to 50% off when you use our promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. So you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Up to 50% off everything. MyPillow mattress, the bed, the body pillow, all the great deals. 50% off the 4-pack, 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. When we come back, would E15 pump up the ag economy in North Dakota? We're going to play an ad that's running across the state and get your take now.
Know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
But a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear.
I'm going to apologize for my tongue in cheek here, but what can we do about it? Well, we could march on Florida. Anyway, that's beside the point. The gentleman with the information on the drugs and Zoloft and stuff is a big reason why I watch or listen to your program. I learned a lot. I don't know that he's accurate, but it sounds logical, and I appreciate the information. Thank you.
And what the caller did for me as well is just give you data points to say, well, let's start asking a few questions here. Hey, I heard this. Is that accurate? Is that true? Should I, I want to know. I think that's the value of this. I also think the march on, Parkland thing, I get your humor there. That's why I'm saying I'd rather, get all the data here and then honestly assess all. But we should do the same thing. I mean, I think there's tons of examples that have been lost in the Parkland situation, like how many calls for service from the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Like how many times the FBI was tipped off. Just say, okay, why did it go wrong? How do we make sure that never happens, you know, again? So there's a lot of things we can do differently. Back on What's on Your Mind, we have Congressman Kevin Cramer here momentarily. Governor Tim Pawlenty, a former governor that wants to be governor once again in Minnesota, joins us Monday on the program. And we'll be live, by the way, at MyPillow headquarters in Chanhassen. We should just see if we could get the governor to come down there. Why don't you ask him to come to Chanhassen? It'd be more fun for him to be, you know, on location in MyPillow, and we'll have a real-life pillow fight. It'd be kind of fun. We'll see if we can get Dayton down there, too. We're going to have the two of them doing a real pillow fight on Minnesota. That'd be nice. Watford City is a great spot to put on your bucket list if you haven't been there with this beautiful weather. Best of the West deal at participating accommodations there, which are fantastic. I mean, really, the accommodations, the facilities you'll find, the lodging in Watford City is phenomenal. It's as good as anything in the Twin Cities. It's really, really nice. I mean, they don't have the five-star downtown hotels, but everything else, it's the same. All the ones you find in the suburbs, very, very nice. So a lot of fun, great place to see, and you get a great deal, the best deal when you use Best of the West. Also, May 7th through 12th, Pick Up the Patch is happening. A great community event. Everybody meeting at the Watford City Fire Hall at 8 on Saturday, May 12th. That's the day for the Pick Up the Patch in Watford. Pancake feed provided for volunteers, and should be a great time for sure. All right, I wanted to play you a commercial that is airing related to the ag economy in North Dakota, and specifically suggesting if we do something differently with federal policy related to ethanol, we could boost the North Dakota economy. Listen to this ad and then tell me whether you agree or disagree.
Family farms are the backbone of America. They feed the nation and support millions of jobs. But today, too many farmers are struggling. More than half of farm households lose money, and farm income is at a 12-year low. Times in the heartland haven't been this tough since the 80s, when farm families were fighting off banks to keep their land. It's make or break time. Fortunately, there is something that can be done now to strengthen rural America. Remove government restrictions to sell E15 all year. Expanding the sale of higher blend ethanol fuel will create a new market for surplus crops while strengthening our energy security. With year-round E15, farmers gain a market for more than 2 billion bushels of grain a year. Call President Trump at 202-456-1111. Ask him to eliminate the red tape that is hurting the heartland. Rural America's future depends on E15. Paid for by Growth Energy.
All right, so they're running a campaign right now saying, hey, we bumped that from E10 to E15, which makes no difference in the vehicles, and by the way, is available now at some places. PetroServe USA, for instance, is doing this in Valley City right now. So it is available. It doesn't make any difference in your car. In other words, E10, E15 doesn't no difference to the vehicle. But here is something that you know, I'm always amazed at. I know growers. Corn growers in North Dakota, 40% of their corn is going to ethanol. 40% of their corn. So if E10 is you know, raised as a standard to E15, it's more corn. So they're right in it being a way to boost the ag economy without question. There, obviously, you know, there are people who like ethanol and people who don't like ethanol. I'm a free market guy. I am. I think on all these things, whether it's wind, whether it's ethanol, whether it's anything, yeah, get them to a point where they are able to operate on their own without subsidies, without, you know, give backs. And I know there's, you know, the phase out is happening on the wind side, for instance, and ethanol has moved in that direction as well. If they get there, if ethanol is a choice I have, and I am to like it because I do believe it makes a difference in the ag economy. So if I can buy, you know, gas and help the farmers out too, I'm for it. I like it. But that's my choice. I get to decide. Do I want to do that or not? So I never honestly, have the problem that some do on that. But I thought it was interesting to tie this bump from E10 to E15 into saying tough times in the ag economy right now, this would help. Do me a favor, because we're not going to have a lot of time to talk about this. Send me a text and just let me know whether you agree or disagree on that. That's all you need to say, and I'll know what you're texting about, since it'll come in, today and tonight. E15. Better ag economy. You want President Trump to raise that standard, or not? Agree or disagree on E15 improving the ag economy? Tell me, and you can text either Todd or I. My text is 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Todd is at 701-226-8503. Text Todd or me. There. Making lots of English teachers smile right now. They're smiling from ear to ear. They're saying, oh, good job. Good job. You see him saying good job, Todd? There they are. Congressman Kevin Cramer, a full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Get those questions in now. That's next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, Spearfish, South Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.